Musique's episode number 1. Today is the 2nd of May 2022, and I'm your host, Leon. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. How to become a DJ in 48 hours. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. We have developed this free online DJ course to help you get started right. Learning to DJ is the first step in creating and performing electronic music. Learning to be a DJ is easy. But making a living DJing is hard. If you want to learn how to DJ while doing a stressful, high-paying job paying for your house, vacation with your wife and kids, and two cars, you'll find it a challenge. I think a lot of people think DJing is learning how to scratch. Don't try to learn mixing skills to be the best DJ in the world. Do it because you are interested in sitting on bridges and listening to music. By learning how to mix after 40, you can join your younger self and the next generation of music fanatics. After all, watching other DJs mix live is the best way to learn some practical skills. Being able to mix different genres of music and beats will also make you a better and more accomplished DJ, so it's still good practice. You will never stop learning from others, so put your DJ friends to good use. It can be as simple as following others who understand your online business and interact on social media, but if you get the chance, be sure to meet up. Always respond to all comments you receive, follow other DJs, promoters and even your fans. It's hard to get people to see you, notice your work, or listen to your mixes. You don't want to be a DJ who doesn't play what people want to hear, dance and have fun, because that's what you're here for. I like deep house, but none of my friends like it, and I don't know where to find gigs. It's amazing how many truly talented DJs don't get the gigs they deserve. Considering how many DJs there are in the world right now, it's surprising how often promoters are looking for the right DJ for their event or a specific time slot. Aspiring DJs tend to hammer out their cool tunes one after the other within an hour or two. The purpose of beat matching is for the two tracks to play at the same time and in phase. Technically, four quarters means there are four beats in a bar, and a quarter note takes up one beat. The phrase simply means mixing your tracks together at points in the song that make sense. The phrase with the letter R will be clear to anyone who has ever played a musical instrument. This is usually the first step in learning the basics, and luckily it's not difficult. You can always come back to manual beatmatching practice later, but I think learning how to beatmatch early on is a great idea. I suggest learning to think about a DJ set in terms of the whole, not just the parts. That's what separates the great DJs from the great ones. If this is you, then you are a musician, performer, which means you must be able to compose, that is, create author's songs, produce, and you will need to know how to behave during your live performance on stage in performances, concerts and other events. In addition to learning the technicalities of making music, honing your creative musical skills, developing your personality, and defining your audience's experience, you'll need to promote yourself. The other way is much more difficult and very rare. Start creating and getting recognition for your music. Upon graduation, you can gain the technical skills to create, arrange, perform your own DJ sets and create your own unique tracks. If you want to be just a turntable like Qbert or Kid Koala, a good example is someone who uses scratch and DJ skills to do things like music to Drata, find him and look at all the weird artistic endeavors. Which he does. He made his first home mix and released it 5 to 6 months after joining the mix, and shortly thereafter performs his first live concert at a private party on top of a luxury building. He started DJing just 2 years ago and will soon be 44 years old. You'll get your first gig when you're comfortable enough to reach out and prepare a demo mix. During these sessions, the two of you will learn the techniques, tips, and basics of how music is created and recorded. The part-time program includes training in various mixing, scratching, and music production techniques. The part-time program is for aspiring students who want to become a DJ producer. Being a DJ who creates his own tracks, complex and varied skills and a lot of coordination, which can be quite challenging for those who are new to the art of creating and performing their own music. People who start DJing at an early age have plenty of time to learn techniques, practice, perform and socialize, and have few expectations
or desires in terms of rewards. However, I'm out of town and won't be able to play until 48 hours before the house party. 48 hours also chronicles the DJ family's personal quest to discover the truth about their children on their last night of life. 48 hours also includes footage of his car leaving the bar on that fateful night, and a look at Henry's car, which is still held by his lawyer. Almost all the music you will play is in 4/4 time signature, whether it's electronic dance, hip-hop, funk or top 40 music.
Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Leon Knight. Adios.